Oh, today is October 31st, 2009. Trick or treat. Now, speaking of trick or treat, it's late in the afternoon on this Saturday. My wife has taken the two youngest daughters out to a Halloween party. They were sort of in costumes, and the oldest daughter is back home with me. She's been playing Club Penguin for a while. And I am currently putting futons on the floor because we're going to go to bed later tonight, eventually. So all five of us sleeping on the floor. Now, I've been wondering about this. I never activate the GPS coordinate system on the iPod Touch, nor would I. If I had an iPhone, I don't even know if it does it on the iPod Touch second generation. Somebody told me it doesn't, but I think it does. And I understand that when you do that, it will, if you're connected with certain applications like your Twitter or something else, it will post your coordinates on the net. And some people find that very desirable. I don't. I say what country I'm in. I say what city I'm in. But it seems to me that, you know, if that... Now, I might totally misunderstand it, and maybe somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but if I upload it from home, then is somebody going to know exactly where I live by looking at those coordinates? You know, maybe they mask it so they put it within a 3 or 4 kilometer area, but, you know, we're... It's not that I don't trust you, it's just that I don't know you, so do I want you to come by and drop off some candy? Retreats? Well, you know, that's just it. I don't know. Maybe I'm paranoid. Thinking back to what Henry Kissinger said, that, you know, even the paranoids are right twice a day. Or is that a broken clock? I don't know. I'm drifting off. But there is one thing unrelated to that, but it's kind of related. I'm discovering that this format of audio that we're working in here with the Audio Boo, I guess I've been calling it micro-podcasting, but it's a social media. It's a social media. It's kind of a new term I'm trying to get my head around, but I've been paying attention to this documentally character, Christian Payne. He's a guy over there in England who had actually some kind things to say about my artificially modulated voice here. So that was kind of cool. And I'm listening to his stuff, and I'm listening to other people. So we get these little connections happening. And he seems to, I don't know what his thoughts are on the mapping and the coordinates and all of that. But the way he's playing with this is he's telling us what he's doing through his days. And he's, at least for the week that I've been listening, he's involved in some media-type stuff, social media-type stuff. He's training the folks at the British Council how to use it. Speaking of British Council, Christian, you might want to check out a guy named Graham Stanley. He's from Newcastle originally, but he's in Barcelona. He's one of Second Life's main, or one of the British Council's main Second Life people, and he's very much into the whole web technology, social media. But anyhow, this documentally guy, turns out, has been a podcaster doing long-form podcasting, and he sent a message to me saying that he's enjoying the Audio Booze, and it's kind of replaced his long-form podcasting. Well, anyhow, to make this long story short and wrap it up, because I've got to go get some supper for my family who's returning shortly, he did a recording on the birthday of George Orwell about a year ago with some other people that he knows, Graveside. And it was a great conversation about privacy and surveillance and the media and Orwell. And one of the characters on there, one of his friends, was Brian Jones of I Am Brian Jones fame on the web, who's also a podcaster, but he's not the guy from the Rolling Stones, and I thought he was, but that guy died, didn't he? So, different Brian Jones. But anyhow, I think I'm getting the idea of social media and the way just all these different connections are happening, meeting new folks. So, hello everybody, and look forward to meeting more people soon. Thank you. Thank you very much.